Welcome to Federal Insights Identity Access Management Month, sponsored by SailPoint. Now here's your host, Tom Timmon.
The Defense Department has been struggling for years to figure out how to outfit its workforce with commercial mobile devices. That's partly because DoD's main mechanism for identity management, the Common Access Card, isn't exactly mobile-friendly. But the Pentagon may have finally solved the problem. With the help of the National Institute of Standards and Technology, it's developed a system of derived credentials that lets users authenticate themselves on defense networks without having to attach a clunky card reader to their mobile devices. And with a new program called Purebred, DoD officials can load those credentials onto a user's phone in just a few minutes, no matter where they are. Jeremy Corey is the lead engineer for DoD's public key infrastructure at the Defense Information Systems Agency. He talked with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about how Purebred works.
Let's start real basic, Jeremy. For people who are not at all familiar with Purebred, can you just talk a bit, first of all, about why DoD decided we needed a program like this, and sort of what's the process prior to Purebred of loading PKI credentials onto a smart device?
Sure, Jared. It's funny that you mentioned this. So Purebred was actually the development name for the project, and unintentionally it caught attention, and from there it's kind of carried out as a derived credential capability. The need stemmed from the proliferation of mobile devices into DoD networks and for combatant commands, services, and agencies to be able to sign and receive digitally encrypted email, as well as securely access DoD resources. And from that, we started to implement a solution of what we would call soft certificate pilots. And this was essentially sideloading PKI credentials into mobile devices so that we could meet the mission need. And after that, we took the next step, and that's where we moved into the derived credentials space. We understood the challenges that software pilots posed, and that's what went into the design for Purebred, of being able to issue derived credentials directly to a device for a user, and at the same time remaining cognizant of the DoD PKI policies.
Yeah, and again, just for people who aren't familiar with the concept of derived credentials, can you give a real basic explanation of what derived credentials are as opposed to the sideloading process that you described a second ago?
Sure. So Purebred in itself is just a key management server with an app that resides on a mobile device, and it allows you to have a credential issued to you as a user. The derived portion stems from the vetting process that occurs when our user, who has a common access card, a CAC, that's what we're deriving from. It's that vetting process of when they were issued that CAC. And so we're deriving credentials based on those certificates that were placed on a common access card. As we know, a common access card doesn't play well in the mobile space. It's kind of awkward. The form factor in itself, you require some type of sleeve to integrate with that mobile device. And so what derived credentials is a software form of those PKI credentials that are on the common access card today, being loaded into a device and stored on the device.
Yeah, and so just in terms of the level of effort in getting that new credential onto a device, how quick is it compared to the old way, for lack of a better term?
The old way, which is also still being used today in some organizations as they prepare to move into the derived credential space, ranges from the amount of time for side-loading a credential. I believe the last time we had heard from the field was 22 minutes approximately, and we have been able to execute our Purebred enrollment process in 3 minutes. So we're seeing a significant gain there.
And importantly, that's all over the air, right? So it doesn't really matter where the user is. They can be anywhere as long as they have network access. Is that right?
That's correct. So part of the Purebred process, and one of the great benefits of Purebred, is the ability to do this over-the-air provisioning for the user's derived credentials, but also establishing a device credential that sits on the device. You could do this from an untrusted network, but it does require a trusted agent that resides within that organization or geographically located trusted agent to support the user in this process.
Got it. So the whole process, the enrollment process, can be done by folks out in the field. It doesn't all have to be managed centrally within DISA or somewhere else.
Absolutely. So that was one of the solution fundamentals, was being able to do this over the air, and there was never any intent for this to remain as a DISA function to enroll every user to get a derived credential onto their device. Through the use of trusted agents assigned into whichever particular organization is doing direct credentials, the user will work with that trusted agent to get the certificates issued to the device.
What sorts of devices are these applicable to? I mean, I'm sure you're not just throwing it wide open to any smart device that happens to be running Android or iOS or whatever. What are the constraints there?
We've had some constraints, but we've also grown in the long run. So as we've continued to evolve the capability, today we actually support a lot of the major handset providers. We support three phone platforms, iOS, Android, and BlackBerry OS. And we support three tablet platforms as well. So iOS, Android, Microsoft tablets, and Android tablets.
And what are the actual device requirements specifically? I mean, do you need to be able to segregate that PKI certificate in some secure portion of hardware that's not accessible by the rest of the phone? Or what do you actually need to make this work from a security perspective?
That's a good question. And with derived credentials, the devil is in the details. So with derived credentials and Purebred, we're issuing what we call level of assurance 3 credential. And the levels of assurance can range, but for a common access card to compare derived credentials to, has a level 4 assurance. And that is because of the vetting that occurs, the face-to-face vetting when someone is issued a common access card. So with the whole essence of Purebred and being able to enroll users and obtain users' derived credentials over the air, that face-to-face isn't necessarily required anymore. But because of the way the process or the policy is laid out today, we really categorize ourselves into a LOA3 credential. Where it's placed on the device is what we aimed for, was to have it stored in the native solutions provided to us by the handset providers. So in iOS, there's an iOS keychain, and in that store, and that's where we place these credentials once they're issued to the device. As Android, it's also like similar to Android, we place them in the Android native store.
And kind of to that point, as I recall, one of the very early challenges the department had when DoD first started thinking about how to integrate PKI with commercial mobile devices was that some of the vendors, and I think Apple in particular, were not exactly making it easy to look under the hood and see how they were implementing things like Bluetooth and serial numbers and credential storage. How much was that kind of opacity, I guess I'll say, on the part of vendors a challenge in putting together this solution?
So starting out with Apple and our over-the-air protocol, we initially targeted Apple as the platform for where we did our design and development on. Since then, we have submitted what we call radars to Apple, or questions or issues that we saw in the platform. And through working with Apple and other mission partners, we've been able to figure out whether it's ways around the solution, or they've been able to help us in this derived credential capability.
Give us some sense of the overall status of the program. How many, I don't know if you have a number of devices out there that have actually had credentials loaded on them through Purebred, but how mature is the whole process at this point?
So Purebred is in an interim operating capability right now, our IOC, and what we currently have, and I don't know the specific number right now, however, we are mainly aimed at organizations who will consider themselves maybe early adopters or really just want this capability now. And it's setting that expectation that there might be some bug fixes here and there, but this is a great example of an agile development where we take the user feedback from these early adopters and organizations that we're onboarding and then roll those quickly into development cycles and then push them back out to the product. So it's very exciting for us to engage all of our mission partners and DoD organizations that we're supporting to get those users in so that we can figure out what they like and what they don't like.
Off the top of your head, can you think of some features or improvements that you've added because of that kind of feedback?
So today, like in the DoD space, we have users that may have two personas. They may be a contractor in the office as a regular job, but also a reservist on the weekends. And so they have two personas. These users have two common access cards. And this this provides a challenge for us in the derived credential space, just from how we designed the capability. It has, but what we've done is to address this challenge, we went back and looked at how we can go about almost training the system to decide whether or not which email address or which persona we want to issue a credential for. And so this is a big change that we've recently put into the system. And so that's something I think that's a great feature for users to come.
That's a good example. So, but there's no real reason why you couldn't load certificates for both those personas on one device, right?
There is no reason why you couldn't. We haven't had a particular use case where a user or organization has wanted to load both personas onto a device.
Jeremy Corey is lead engineer for DoD's public key infrastructure at the Defense Information Systems Agency, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. I'm Tom Temin.
Go beyond the PIV card and secure your agency with Identity Governance. Security doesn't stop at the front door. You need better visibility and governance over who has access to what systems and data in your agency. SailPoint, the leader in identity governance, helps your agency better mitigate risk and move it forward securely and confidently. Visit them at SailPoint.com to learn more. That's SailPoint.com. SailPoint, the power of identity.
Defense Information Systems Agency has reached initial operating capability on a program that officials expect will overcome a long-running obstacle to integrating commercial mobile devices with Defense Department networks. We've been discussing with Jeremy Corey, the lead public key infrastructure engineer at the Defense Information Systems Agency. He explains the Purebred program lets local IT managers load security credentials onto their users' phones over the air. It provides about the same level of identity assurance DoD gets when someone inserts their common access card into a desktop or laptop computer. But it doesn't force users to plug cumbersome card readers into their smartphones. Corey talked about the Purebred program and where it's headed next with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
You mentioned that you're providing level of assurance 3 through this process as opposed to level 4 on a CAC. Can you give us some sense of what, if any, limitations that imposes on a user? I mean, what can they get to with a CAC card plugged into their traditional laptop or desktop computer that they wouldn't necessarily be able to do with that level 3 level of assurance on a mobile device?
So this can depend on the resource that the user is trying to access. And so if the resource has the ability and it's within their authority to decide what credentials they want to trust, and if a particular resource will only trust hardware certificates or a certificate policy that asserts hardware, is how we refer to it, in common access cards, then they wouldn't be able, or then derived credential users wouldn't be able to authenticate to that resource. What this requires really is just some education and some communication with that resource owner, and explaining to them how the credentials have been issued, and for them to decide whether or not they want to trust the issuing CAs for, and a CA is a certificate authority, whether or not they want to trust those CAs that issued these derived credentials for the user. One of the larger concerns of derived credentials, and once they're placed on devices, is the theft of that credential once it's on the phone. Whereas a CAC, the credential sits on the CAC, you remove the CAC and it stays with you. Where on the phone, there is some concern of like, well, once we place a credential on this device, how do we know that it's secure, and the concern of theft of that credential once it's on the device. And we've gone through reviews and the standard PKI processes for the security implementation of issuing these derived credentials to try and mitigate those concerns.
Right, because you also not only do you have the issue of potential loss of the physical device, would you also have to worry about some potential piece of malware type app being on the device and stealing the credential electronically that way?
I believe that it's probably a relevant concern, but as for when a device is lost, much like a CAC, we can revoke the certificates that were issued or the drive credentials that were issued onto that device, just as we would revoke the certificates issued to that common access card.
Yeah, so the analogy would be, you know, a bad guy might still have the key, but you've changed the locks immediately, so it does them no good.
Sure, exactly.
Just to put a finer point on that, you could revoke just the derived credential without revoking the master certificate on someone's CAC card and making them go to a Deere's site and get a new card. Am I understanding that right?
That's correct. If the user loses their device, we can revoke the derived credential that was issued to that device for the user, and it wouldn't cause or force that user to go back to a Deere's Rapid station and request a new common access card.
And is there are there established processes on exactly how you do that within Purebred? Say someone loses their device and gets a new phone. Do you already have tactics, techniques, and procedures to report that through the Purebred program or to the trusted agent and then issue a new certificate relatively quickly?
Yep. So I actually have a support system being built into the capability now. Trying to understand how organizations roll out derived credentials is unique per organization. So we try to standardize across the board as much as possible, but provide as well a quick response in those questions of revolving around losing a device and what impact does that have on the soldier downrange or in the field. We have a support system and information published in pamphlets and brochures to explain the process for what occurs or how it occurs and who to contact in the event that a user with derived credentials on a mobile device loses it.
Jeremy Corey is lead engineer for DoD's public key infrastructure at the Defense Information Systems Agency, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. I'm Tom Temin.
Go beyond the PIV card and secure your agency with Identity Governance. Security doesn't stop at the front door. You need better visibility and governance over who has access to what systems and data in your agency. SailPoint, the leader in identity governance, helps your agency better mitigate risk and move it forward securely and confidently. Visit them at SailPoint.com to learn more. That's SailPoint.com. SailPoint, the power of identity.
Jeremy Corey is lead engineer for DoD's public key infrastructure at the Defense Information Systems Agency, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
We talked earlier on about sort of the main benefits that everybody thinks about being, you know, the ability to sign and encrypt email and access PKI-protected websites. But what if anything, does the ability to easily load these certificates onto a mobile device give you? And I'm thinking in terms of things like, you know, potentially third-party app developers being able to leverage this infrastructure.
Sure. So we've received great interest from app owners or app developers with how they could utilize the derived credentials that are placed onto the device. So one of our solution fundamentals originally was just to get those credentials onto the native platform so that native applications on the device that come with the device out of the box would be able to use those credentials. So we're talking about your native mail that you would launch every day to look at on your phone, your native web browser that comes with your device, whichever it may be, your native VPN client that maybe you would use to connect into your corporate or headquarters network, as well as a single sign-on perhaps that is used in some organization. And so that's where we aimed. And then what we did is we provided what we call reference implementation to share access of those credentials to app owners who also need those derived credentials to access a protected resource. So as we know today, services develop apps for particular uses. And by providing this reference implementation and sample code for these app owners and developers, they can then learn what they need to do to modify their application so that it can consume the derived credentials that we've issued to the device.
And I think everything people need is just publicly posted on GitHub, right? They can just go look at it and figure out what they need to do to tailor their apps to make use of this.
Yes, the reference implementation is open on GitHub for app owners to examine.
I think most of what we've been talking about so far is applicable to unclassified networks. But from a technical perspective, could you use the same process, or are you using the same process for CIPRNet and TSSCI?
So the approach is not currently being used for CIPR PKI. However, it is something on our roadmap that we are willing to consider.
Jeremy, let me just wrap up with a final what's ahead question. Are there any major developments on the roadmap here as you continue to roll out Purebred across the department?
A lot of excitement in the roadmap for this year. We have mainly on user front end, just trying to improve workflow, as well as doing some hygiene on the infrastructure on the back end, cleaning some things up. As this for us has been a pretty quick deployment. I know that our users would probably express that they would have been waiting for this a little bit longer. But we're very excited about this year. Some user enhancements, trying to improve the workflow, maybe potentially even shorten it. But that's probably would sum up what we're looking forward to this year. So just appreciate the opportunity for us to talk with you and share to our listeners what kind of progress we've made in supporting the warfighter there.
Jeremy Corey is lead engineer for DOD's public key infrastructure at the Defense Information Systems Agency, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. Find the entire interview at federalnewsradio.com. Search Identity Management. I'm Tom Temin.
Thank you for listening to Federal Insights Identity Access Management Month, sponsored by SailPoint on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. The entire program can be found on demand at federalnewsradio.com. Search Identity Management.